USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is expecting that his nominee for the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg will end up being voted on by the U.S. Senate before Election Day.
There have been 29 times that there have been vacancies since George Washington through Barack Obama. In all 29 cases, the president has made a nomination to the Supreme Court during an election year. And President Trump believes that it's his responsibility and his duty to do that again.
Pence speaking there in an interview with CBS News last night. The president says he'll announce his nominee to succeed Bader Ginsburg on Friday or Saturday. Tropical storm Beta bringing heavy rain to Texas. As much as 10 inches of rain are now expected to fall in some areas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
States, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
An update on California wildfires from the state's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Still struggling with 27 major fires and complexes, and tragically 23,000 people continue to be evacuated from their homes.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week. Federal buildings in Louisville, Kentucky being boarded up ahead of the anticipated announcement by State Attorney Daniel Cameron on the investigation into the killing of Breonna Taylor by police earlier this year. Meanwhile, the Louisville Metro Police Department's interim chief, Robert Schrader, has declared a state of emergency for his department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration putting new sanctions on the government of Iran. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the U.S. will not allow Iran to endanger the world with ballistic missile development. And Defense Chief Mark Esper says Iran does continue to engage in aggressive and destabilizing behavior. A University of Georgia fraternity is suspended after racist texts to a student were posted online. But the student wants more action taken. She's calling for the chapter to be revoked and its members expelled altogether. The 20-year-old has been on a crusade to make the campus and community safe after noticing a sorority not practicing social distancing, and she believes that's what led to the texts on a private messaging app. The school called the comments outrageous and offensive, saying the issue is being investigated. Today is the first day of autumn, or fall, if you will, and on this day, both day and night are equal. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of dark. The autumnal equinox signifies the start of shorter days and longer nights in the northern hemisphere and the opposite in the southern hemisphere. For many across the country, that is apparent by the subtle changing of the leaves from green to yellow and orange, a process that's already begun in parts of America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.